Lots to do on the show today, but we'll lead off with our leadoff batter and our staff meteorologist, who last week was telling us he had a special eye on this system coming across the Atlantic. And by getting into the weekend, people started paying attention to it elsewhere. And now we're dealing with Sally. And Sally, Dr. Bill, is a what now?
It's now officially a hurricane. It's been undergoing intensification this morning. And it's been rapid, and that's not unusual for tropical systems, given the right conditions, over the Gulf of Mexico to undergo this rather quick intensification. And right now has highest winds of 90 miles per hour. It's a Category 1 hurricane, but since it still has some water to go over for the next 12 or more hours, that there's a good chance that it could possibly, or decent chance, that it could reach that of a Category 2. Right now, and the reason for some of the changes, too, is that the center of the storm has actually shifted a bit because of the rapid development of thunderstorms, and it has changed the track. And so now we're looking at the potential of the hurricane moving a little bit closer to Mobile than what we looked at earlier this morning. So right now it is out over the Gulf. It's due south of Pensacola, and it is headed in a west-northwest direction at only 7 miles per hour. But as I mentioned, the winds are up to 90 miles per hour. It now looks like it will just cross the mouth of the Mississippi River, and that will occur early tomorrow morning. And then it will begin a turn to the north, and then eventually north-northeast, and make landfall now on the Mississippi coast. And it could be from, say, Biloxi to Pascagoula. And so that's a lot closer to Mobile than we had looked at, say, early this morning and even yesterday. And that landfall will occur late tomorrow, tomorrow afternoon, possibly into the early evening. And as a hurricane and possibly a Category 2, certainly a Category 1, and then track just to the northwest of Mobile on Wednesday, and then lose strength as it moves on up into central Alabama. It is going to be a big rainfall producer because it's going to move rather slowly. It's only 7 miles per hour now. It'll even get a little slower as it makes its turn and to the north. And that's going to allow us to be under the heavy rainfall area for a long time. So we have the potential here of anywhere from 8 to 12 inches of rain and even a decent chance that it could exceed that 12-inch mark. So flooding, flash flooding, and, of course, flooding over the rivers of southeast Mississippi, southwest Alabama, and then on up into central Alabama, likely, because a lot of that heavy rain will eventually move on up into central areas of the state. As far as the coast here on the Alabama coast, it looks like we could see a storm surge of 5 to 7 feet now along the coast and around Mobile Bay. And the storm, of course, is now closer, and therefore we're looking at some higher levels than 5 to 7 feet. Of course, the hurricane warning now is in effect all along the Alabama coast and all the way to the Alabama-Florida border.
Wow, a lot to talk about here, Dr. Bill. First of all, with this track, you're talking about moving to the north-northwest and then more north. It keeps us on the east side of the storm the whole time. And, you know, anybody watching this, y'all know hurricanes are all righties. They lead with that strong right hook. That keeps us in that zone.
Yeah, well, that's where we're going to be, right on the eastern side of it. And therefore, it's looks like we will see at least gusts, anyway, to hurricane force here in the Mobile area and Baldwin County. And the time period for that would be tomorrow afternoon and on into tomorrow night. That's the period at which we will see the strongest winds. And but 75-mile-per-hour gusts are likely to occur then in our area with that storm. And how far above that mark of 75 will, of course, depend on the strength of the storm once it reaches the coast. But we're looking at least a Category 1 hurricane of around 90 miles per hour.
You know, using that cone, your description there, for a landfall at Biloxi to a landfall at Pascagoula, that makes a big difference, even though it's not that, you know, but watching storms over the years, it makes it, I mean, it's still not going to be good at Biloxi landfall, but Pascagoula, that puts places like Dolphin Island, Coden, Bala Battery, I mean, right there in that leading right shoulder of that of those winds.
Yeah, that's right. It'd be right in the area of maximum winds. And of course, the storm surge will be increasing on the Mississippi coast, certainly well above 7 feet. And of course, if there should be any further shift to the east than that, we would obviously see higher levels for the storm surge along the Alabama coast. But right now, we're looking at 5 to 7 feet.
Now, and that number, you know, when you start getting 7 feet and above, that starts triggering a lot of people going, that's that place, you know, that place may get water. That place that, you know, usually doesn't on a tropical storm or something smaller may get water from storm surge. And then on top of that, for people that are back on the mainland, you're rolling out the rainfall totals. What, I mean, what could we be looking at in that northeast quadrant? How, I mean, is, or, I heard a foot of rain possible? Is that really could come down?
Yeah, there's going to be plenty of flooding, certainly flash flooding, and because we're going to see some very large rainfall amounts in a short period of time, these heavy bursts of rain where you pick up perhaps 3 inches or more per hour. And so, I mean, that's what we're faced with. And so it's a whole different story right now as that storm moves a little bit closer to us, and it may even move a little closer than that. But right now our projection is in the Biloxi to possibly the Pascagoula area for landfall. And that will be, of course, late to tomorrow, possibly into tomorrow evening.
You know, you talk about that possibility of a Category 2. I'll pull back the curtain like I like to do around here. And you and I are having a conversation. Let me point out, I was having a conversation with Dr. Bill days ago. That you were talking about, that you saw it could be a 2. So there's something you're watching there. Is it water temp or lack of shear, something that makes you believe that it continues to increase in strength?
Now, the last thing you mentioned is a shear. It has had some wind shear over the last day or so that has really kept it from getting really organized. Most of the thunderstorm activity was to the east of the center. But now it's getting its act together so that the thunderstorms are developing around the center. And by the time it reaches the mouth of the Mississippi River, it should be a well-formed hurricane. It may not be a Category 3 or 4, but it still can be a well-formed storm, even a Category 1 and 2. It'll be a relatively small storm so that the extreme winds, of whether they're 90 or whether they're 100 miles per hour, will occur over a very small area. Just the same, we'll be on the eastern side, so there's a pretty good chance now that we're going to see some gusts up to at least hurricane force.
Does it continue to poke along at 6 miles an hour, or do you see it picking up some forward speed at any point?
No, not until it gets well inland, and then it will start to accelerate to the northeast across Alabama. And therefore, the rainfall totals there will not be quite as great. But when it makes this turn, it's going to slow down. And it's sort of at the end of the racetrack where you're making a high bank turn, kind of slow down a little bit. And then it'll get in the straightaway and head on up through Alabama, where it'll accelerate with the upper air flow. So that turn and that slowdown is certainly going to it's going to keep us in the strong winds for quite a period of time, and also produce the very large rainfall totals.
All right, and that timeline for folks to get stuff picked up, put up, boarded up, all that stuff is between now. You said this is going to be tomorrow evening. We're going to be getting landfall.
That's right. We're going to see rain squalls that, and some feeder bands that will be affecting us now tonight. And so we'll start with some of the rainfall, possibly heavy at times, and it'll be off and on through tomorrow, and then we start to get really the solid rain, and the wind's really picking up to gales tomorrow afternoon on through tomorrow night, and certainly a good portion of Wednesday will still be very, very windy, and we'll still have plenty of rain still in the area even on Wednesday. So this is a long period of time that this storm will be around before it finally accelerates late Wednesday and Thursday on up to Alabama.
I'm sure glad I've got you here to give us the timeline on this. I'm not real happy about the news, but Dr. Bill, we appreciate the facts when you bring them to us. Thank you for the update.
Okay, Sean.
All right, Staff Meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. We're coming right back on Midday Mobile.